Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us.
The views expressed on
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu wa la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu wa la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya lil salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Dear believers, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. The praise and the thanks are for Allah, for God. He is one, having no partners, needing no help or assistance from his creation. Everything that we see, including ourselves, creations of Allah. Highly glorified, pure, and perfect is he. And we pray the prayers be upon Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, his noble and his generous messenger, upon his family, his companions, upon the righteous people, all be peace, and upon us be peace, dear Muslims, and what follows thereafter of that traditional salutation or salute to the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for allowing us to be in Jummah today, alhamdulillah, and I would like to try to discuss as a subject today, the world is deception. The world is deception. In the Quran, Allah says in Surah 3, Ali Imran, and a portion of Ayat 185. I'm going to read the whole ayah, but I'm going to focus on the last portion of it, inshallah. So for the sake of consistency, we'll read it all. Translated into English by Abdullah Yusuf Ali's translation. This is the 8th edition, and it reads, every soul shall have a taste of death, and only on the day of judgment shall you be paid your full pay. He uses the word recompense, compensation. Only he who is saved far from the fire and admitted to the garden will have attained the object of life. For the life of this world is but goods and chattels of deception. It says, وَمَا حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَّعُ الْغُرُورِ. The world is but goods and chattels of deception. There are those, and I want to just say that I was reading the book by Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him the highest station in paradise. And the name of the book is called Here and Hereafter. Yes, praise be to Allah. And it's by edited by Imam Ronald Bilal Shaheed. So I'm going to give us a little bit of what Imam Muhammad said from his book. He said, there are those who use deception themselves in the position to rule over the world of common human beings. We're living this right now. We're living this right now. They turn on the light for themselves. It is extremely bright, so bright it's like the sun that's shining outside right now. When the sun around this time, where we are at Juma, the sun is almost at its highest point. It begins to decline. That's when we start time for Juma, Adhur comes in. Yes, praise be to Allah. But that light is lighting up the world for them. Cannot be seen by the everyday average common person. In fact, it cannot be seen by the majority of the people. The majority can't see it. The masses can't see it. Let us look at our American community. The majority of us cannot see it. The common people can't see it. It's a scheme. I think going back earlier times when Imam W.D. Muhammad was teaching us, he had a headline on the Muslim Journal called The Schemes of Shaitan. The Schemes of Shaitan. Well, that hasn't gone anywhere. Because look at the world we're living in today. Look at the chaos. Look at the confusion, the disruption, the deception that we are seeing right now in our world. You know, I used to hear people say when we start talking about selecting leaders, say, for instance, for the presidency of this country, the United States of America, and they would say, and they do this in most politics, I hear this word, they coin this phrase, they say, well, we're looking for the lesser of two evils. I don't know why they say that. But we can see it. We can see it because today we are beginning to lose our ground on moral leadership. Leadership that is just. Leadership that is fair. Leadership that does not leave the common people out. Deception. It's a scheme. It's a scheme. And I liked this when I read what Imam Muhammad said, a scheme to trick to make truth stranger than fiction. You all probably have heard that statement before. Truth stranger than fiction. Today, very few people are really hearing the truth. Very few people are really hearing the truth. That's why New Medina is so special. That's why New Medina is so important. Today, we have the Quran. And what does Allah say in the Quran? He says, Tabu la rayba fi. This is the book. The Quran is the book. And Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported by his wife Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, radiallahu anha. She said that Muhammad was a walking Quran. Can you imagine that? A walking Quran. That's the kind of leadership that we to Allah. A walking Quran. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, this book, in it is no doubt. What book have you ever come across that you read that said within its pages that in this book there is no doubt? That ought to grab somebody's attention. Now, why? Because isn't that what we need now is the truth? Don't we need truth? Don't we need moral leadership? Leadership that is just. Leadership that is fair. And that's why we are so important. And I'm not just talking about us, but I'm talking about this whole community across the country that was blessed to be able to follow Imam W.D. Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh. Stop and think for just a moment. Where would we be today had not Imam W.D. Muhammad come among us? Turned us 180 degrees around from where we were. And not only that, opened the doors up for everybody. Everybody's welcome here. All human beings. Best picture we got to actually demonstrate that, the Hajj. Take a look at the Hajj. The pilgrimage to Mecca, everybody's there. And everybody's there and welcome. And where are they welcome? They're in God's house, Masjid al-Haram. God accepting God's invitation. This world is a world of deception. And as I was saying, they put this stuff out in movies. I don't know if we know that, but if we watch movies, we can see beginning to happen or going to happen or is happening. Now, this scheme is so strong that nobody can see it except the elites who are at the top. Isn't that something? So, however, Allah blessed Prophet Muhammad to see their works. Let me see. I had this khutbah in the car, and I was a little bit surprised that I was going to do it today, but I thank Allah because everybody here got a role to play. Everybody here got a role to play. And, you know, we should be prepared to share what Allah has blessed us with. Everybody got something they can say. And if they can't say nothing, then invite them to come to the masjid. Invite them here to the masjid. Now, let me see. Have you not seen that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and also on earth? There's no group. There's no secret council of three. And he is the fourth. Whatever we do, Allah witnesses it. Whether the numbers fewer or more, Allah is the witness to what we do, even in secret. See, people, they plan a scheme. And Allah says, man plans and Allah plans. And Allah is the best of planners. Now, he said, nor if there are five, but he is the sixth. Nor less than that or more. Allah is there. He is with them. And he has perfect knowledge. Wheresoever they may be. And afterwards, listen at this, dear Muslims, on the day of resurrection, Allah will inform us, them, of what they did, and surely Allah is the knower of everything. We've been charged these words where, y'all remember the words, remake the world. Remake the world. The world that we are seeing is not the actual real world. It's a facade. It's a scheme. We have been blessed now. Used to be a time we couldn't say nothing. Used to be a time when you had to go, me, everybody else, go to the back of the bus. But now we front and center with this Quran. We are front and center with this Quran. And you know what? Everyone will taste death. Life and death is right in front of us. If we follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we choose life. We choose life. There will be, everybody will taste death, but then on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of standing, then all of our deeds will be revealed to us. What we did good, what we did bad. We encourage us to do good deeds. It's beautiful, this room at this moment, to see the believers in here. It's, what, in about 10 days, the retreat will be here. The 38th annual New Medina retreat. And there will be people gathering on this ground. I was just reflecting today and thinking about how beautiful it looks outside. Have you all paid attention to this place, how beautiful it looks outside? It looks like somewhere you would want to invite somebody to. They can come here and see something that they can't see in a lot of other places. Some of them are going to have to come out of the concrete jungle. Last night, just all of a sudden, clean out the blue, I want to tell y'all, I'm struggling just a little bit. I had a surgery on this eye right here, and I got a lens put in, cataract surgery. And so this eye is real, real bright, but I can't focus down on the small print just right now. And I'm getting ready pending to get the one on the other one. So they told me just get me a pair of reading glasses, which I did. And then eventually after I get all that taken care of, then I can get the prescription where it really, really needs to be for me to read. So bear with me just a little bit on that. Now, I want to say this. Prophet Muhammad again, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the hadith about the conversation that Allah had with Jibril. the angel Jibril, the archangel, the angel of revelation. And he showed Jibril the earth, the universe, as he created it. And Jibril said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can anyone go wrong in a creation like this?" And then Allah showed him the creation after it had been affected by Shaitan. And Jibril replied, "Oh, my Lord, how can anyone go right in a creation like this after Shaitan had affected the society?" Today, just came from a graduation. And one thing I noticed sitting there was a whole lot of African Americans that were receiving diplomas. It kind of shocked me in a way. But what it did also, it let me know that this world is changing. And understand, we get people like that to come, and us too now. What he say? Read. Did the prophet say read? The Quran say read. We got to read every day. The Quran, every day. Read from it. Study it. And then you're going to see a change in everyday common people. Common people. The responsibility has been placed on your shoulders, on my shoulders, our shoulders. And Allah says plainly that he places on no soul a burden greater than it can bear. So we need to close our ranks, keep the Quran out in front. We have leadership here. We have hardworking leaders in this community. And you make it all up. You have your role. You have your role to play. And combined, those efforts give us the energy, the momentum to remake the world. To remake the world. I'm looking at the young people now. It's so strange. It's to me, I don't know about everybody else, but I can tell you this right here. All of my life, I remember always being around people. From a child. And now, I have a tendency sometimes to want to be quiet. And Allah will put somebody in front of me, and they'll initiate it. And I have to talk. But I notice. Today, it's people in the age group, say, from 20 to 40. Isn't that the age group we want here at New Medina? What's going to happen when we're not here? Who's going to succeed? We got to go get them. We got to go get them. This world is a world of deception. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the next world, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Amen. Thank you. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, the Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullahi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa li alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. We pray, Bismillah, with Allah's name. We pray the prayers and the peace be upon Allah's noble and his generous messenger, Muhammad, upon his family, upon his companions, the righteous, all be peace, and upon us be peace, dear Muslims. In the second part, I want to just give some examples. We say the world today is a world of deceptions. Shaitan uses attractions to take our minds off of that what God wants us to have. The things that God has created for our natural development. And these attractions are everywhere. I just want to point out just a few. Look at the television. You want to sit and you want to watch a program. Look how you are bombarded with advertisements. And advertisement that create in us false desires. It gets us to buy stuff that we don't really need. And a lot of time we buy it and then it's just sit there and we don't do nothing with it. Look at social media. Today, we see our young people, many of them, they don't even have time to carry on a conversation. They got their head down on that phone. I took a poll. I've been in a room where people are. People sitting in the room, everybody got their phone out. Ain't nobody saying nothing to nobody. They just fully occupied with the phone in their hand. That's coming out of somebody's mind that's got them doing that, right? Somebody's playing, isn't it? Shaitan uses attractions. Watch this picture right here. It's New Year's Eve night. And they're getting ready to drop the ball. In your mind, Times Square in New York City. Picture in your mind, Times Square today. Today. You go down there. All kind of things, attractions right there to get your attention, to grab your attention, to distract you, to get you off of the focus that you have for your life. And you have to be very careful about that. Again, watch this. Allah says, you know, even you have to lower your game. Schemes of Shaitan. He will take a beautiful female, a woman, and he will almost virtually undress her in public. How you gonna be able to morality when you're being bombarded? See, Allah knows what he says. And we are wise to do that. That's guidance for us. All along the roadway, you're going down the interstate, signs everywhere, trying to grab your attention and distract you from the more important things to draw us away from Almighty God Allah. So we have to be aware. We have to study we have to share this religion, brothers and sisters. Invite people, brothers and sisters. Invite them right here. This is a wonderful place. This room is peaceful. It's clean. And we pray here. And we study here. Oh, who've never been around us, they will be somewhat amazed to actually have this experience. But we got to invite them. Kuntum Kairo Umatan Ukri Jat Lin Nash. You are the best brought out for the good of all people. And who more fitting, who's better suited than us? We the one can tell people about what's good for them because we've been the ones that's been the worst treated on the planet. I don't care what nobody else say. And I'm saying this, I'm looking at it objectively. And then I'm not wanting them to give me anything now because Allah's given us the Quran and the example of Prophet Muhammad. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I leave behind me two authorities. First, the word of Allah, the book, and my example, my sunnah. And if you hold to those two, you'll never go astray. People are watching us, brothers and sisters, when we don't even see them looking. And you can influence them for good or you can influence them for bad. Let's set the right example. It's a new world for us. Hadith. The Mu'addin says the words of affirmation of faith. The Mu'addin, the caller to prayer, he says, I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, who has no partner, la sharika la, and that Muhammad is his, I like this too, because sometimes this word has a bad connotation. Muhammad is Allah's slave. He's slain. And his messenger. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord and with Muhammad as my messenger and with Al-Islam as my religion. I'm pleased. So it's just like having a big old nice piece of pie. You got a whole pie, a whole bean pie. My wife been making bean pies. And if you taste that pie and it's good, and it's really good, then you don't want to eat it all up by yourself. Don't you want to share it with your brother? Hey, bro, come here, get you a piece of this pie. And guess what? When you do that, watch this. This is how Allah works. When you do that, everyone is blessed. You blessed, the cook blessed, the person you shared it with is blessed. It changes our world for us. And that's what we got to do. And you all are doing a super job. Super job. A super jaw. Yes. Praise be to Allah. Every time we open up the Quran, Allah opens up a door of mercy for us. Every time. Every time. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear believers, talking about this world and its attractions and its deceptions. He said, Allah does not look at your appearance. I don't care how nicely you dress. These people dress real nice, but they don't mean nobody no good. It does not impress Allah with our appearance. It doesn't impress him with our possessions, what we have. But Allah looks at this right here and what you do, your deeds. What you do, deeds. Do good deeds. That's the only thing going to keep us out the hellfire and get us into Jannah. So let us remember that. Whatever we can do to help, aid, and to make our upcoming retreat successful, those are good deeds that will carry us a long, long way. We want to fill this room up, not just doing the retreat. It's not going to be big enough for the retreat. That's how I feel about it. But I tell you what, after the retreat, it ain't going to be big enough either. Once these people, our brothers and sisters, come to New Medina and they go up to 98-1 stop. I just came from there before coming to Juma. When got me a plate of food. So then, you saw me. I was sitting out there under the pavilion eating my plate. I ain't had much. And I asked the brother behind the counter, man, how's everything going? That gas made a difference, brother. That gas made a difference. Ain't that something? And halal? We don't have to follow that. Who put that model together that you got to have lottery tickets? That model together to say that you got to have alcohol. That's a trend. That's a new trend. That's a brand new trend. And we need more and more and more. To those who working on halal, keep working on halal. I can't be there all the time. A lot of times, y'all might not see me, but sometimes I have 3 appointments in 1 week. And most of them in Jackson. And then I heard my brother say, I'm closing. See, a lot of people, you know, some people say, I understand, but they really don't understand sometimes. You see me? I can tell you, I have PTSD. I have a diagnosis, but I had it because I lived it, and I still am living it. And some days I try to avoid people and stuff because I don't want to say nothing to offend nobody. So just know slavery ought to gave us PTSD. It's still with us sometimes, but Al-Islam is our cure. So let us remain strong. Let us do what we can to help this community. Let us be busy. Allah says, enter ye among my workers. Work. Y'all might not see me. I work. I love to work. So we thank Allah. We pray that Allah continue to bless us all. Read the Quran daily. Study. Improve yourself. Improve your family. Do your best. Help your brother. Help build this community. Look at where it is now from where it started from. And look down the road where it's trying to go. Thank you all. O Allah, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error, but show us mercy from thine own presence, for thou art the granter of bounties without measure. Ameen. Become.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya lil salah. Hayya lil falah. Faqamati salat. Faqamati salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
For our AM360 audience, inshallah, we like to make sure everyone knows and introduce the Imam Mikhail Osterbaum, our associate Imam here in
inshallah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, man. I probably never would have said dirt. Read our lines, please. Oh, Allah, our intention to perform, so I can do much. Please, our concentration and privileges established as a fair feeling to you. Allah, please forgive us our sins. Allah, please accept our prayers.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم إنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر. سامي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Alam nashro laka sabarak. Wawadatna aka wizrak. Eladhi ankara zahrak. Warafatna laka bikrak. Fa innama al-usri yusra. Innama al-usri yusra. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَّا رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Allahu Akbar. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let us make dhikr to Allah.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Oh, well, I apologize. I was on mute the whole time, whole hour. Of course, and the Muslims and World Leadership just aired for an entire hour. Oh, Allah. Oh, Allah. Okay. How did I do that? Well, I tell you, we have one caller here, and I'm going to play it now. Oh, Allah. I sat and listened to the entire presentation of this, of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh. So we're going to enjoy it now. Whoever is with us, inshallah.
It does not show an effort, a plan to build a community. There's no effort, no plan shown in the Quran to build a community. There's an effort and plan there to build people individually. To build people individually. The ummah is missing later. And when the ummah is missing, it's missing in connection with people who first must be built up. Build up people, then you have a community. Allah says, you are the best community. Now he says it, but something has already happened. He says, brought out for the good of all people. You've already been brought out. You have been brought out. Now there's a community. How were they brought out? Was there a call? Community of Muslims, come alive. Community that God wants, come alive. Come into existence. That's not the way it was done. The appeal was made to the individual concerned. The individual concerned. The individual problems, the individual's interest, the individual's nature, most of all. The address was made to the individual and to awaken the individual, and if the individual turned on, once the individual turned on in the way Allah wants us to